Hello, and welcome to Sample Spotlight Music Melodies Unraveled, where your hosts, Beatrice
and Christiana,
bring you the beat breakdown.
On this episode, we are going to dive into the debate of what makes the use of a sample good or bad as we chat about modern music examples. Some songs will be reviewed, examples of sampling methods will be discussed, and the girlies will present our faves to bring into the spotlight. So, Beatrice, why don't we start out by unpacking a few examples of sampling methods? What type of sampling methods exactly are there?
So, as we covered in episode one, there are many areas to pull from in terms of sampling. As we overview a few common examples found with the current music industry, often you have samples of prior songs that people take snippets of and then they pitch up, slow down, or speed up the section. One example includes the notorious MC Hammer's You Can't Touch This from 1990 using a sample from Rick James' Super Freak in 1981. Furthermore, another example of sampling is microsampling. This is the same concept of cutting a snippet sample, but these samples are much shorter and manipulated in such a way that the original sample may be unrecognizable or untraceable. One artist that paved the way and pushed microsampling is Daft Punk. With the way they approach music production, building their beats and sound is often based on short sound bits that are then pieced together and looped to make full arrangements with these itty-bitty sections. One More Time is a song that sampled More Spell on You by Eddie Johns, and it is being a prime and popular example of this method.
Absolutely, Beatrice. I'm really excited to dive in today's podcast episode and get to share with you guys our insights today on the debate of what makes the use of a sample good or bad, and use some of our favorite hits as examples.
So, we continue into our next segment. Is it innovative or just unoriginal? We will talk about what defines good or bad use of sampling. How is it creative? How is it needed? And what purpose does it serve? I think one topic to cover when asking and talking about these questions is whether you have the ear to hear these choices made with music. Yes, you may hear a song and think, this sounds good or this sounds bad, but do you ever ask yourself, why? What parts makes the song good or bad? What parts do you like? What parts do you think could be changed? This is the perspective I think music artists approach their music. I feel like if a music artist doesn't keep these in mind, the message and goal of their music will not be translated or shine through. And if they solely use the crutch of samples for their music, they will lack individuality, influence, and long-term favorability and respect within the music industry with their audience. I don't know, Christiana. What do you think? Do you have the ear for music?
I don't know. I will say definitely, like, I feel like when it comes to repetitive music, that's when I get a little like, what am I listening to? Like, I don't know. Like, I remember back then whenever Ariana Grande released Thank You Next, and she's like, thank you, next. It was so cute after so long, but I was like, okay, girl, like, next. Next for real.
Can because, we actually get to next?
Yeah. Like, I was like, okay, like, let's get on with it. So I don't know. It's something about, like, repetition that I don't know. Like, I feel like you can only repeat a line so many times before it's like, all right, like, let's move on now. So then I'll literally like skip the song. But other than that, I don't know. I feel like I'm not very critical when it comes to music, but repetition, that'll get me. That'll do it.
Yeah, I think that's really funny because specifically with that title song, I remember catching myself listening to it again and I was like, nope, literally, thank you, next.
Yes,
like skip.
Okay, bye.
Next song. Yeah, that's totally funny and I get that. Yes. I just thought it was a good question to raise. So. Mm-hmm. A great insight to consider.
Right.
While we talk today, I wanted to bring up Igor by Tyler, the Creator. Igor was the album that won Tyler his very first Grammy, the best rap album for 2019. This is a great milestone as he produced the album himself and created a mix of pop elements, rapping, distorted sounds, hard-hitting drums, jazz chords, synth, and melodic chord progressions to fabricate the art that Igor is. He heavily uses samples in his production to help create his music, but his work is far from copy and paste sample work. He creates worlds with his music. By immersing himself in other people's work, he studies the elements he admires from others and tries to achieve that level of artistry in his own way. One example of sampling comes from the first song on the album called Igor's Theme, where he uses two samples. He used a vocal sample from the song Scattin' Towards the Light by Damn Funk and a drum beat from Attention by Head West. The vocal samples serve as a nice dynamic contrast over top the dark, grainy, buzzing beat in the song to have some fun in the track. Additionally, in his song Are We Still Friends, he sampled the song Dream by Al Green, which is such a beautiful tune if you haven't heard it yet. I absolutely love the original. The sample was of the song almost in its entirety as a foundation of Tyler's song, but it was pitched up and chopped up a bit to form his different sections in his song. Tyler also added layers of more instrumental elements such as electric guitar, heavy drums, and it absolutely shifted the feeling of the song as his topic and theme explored in Igor revolves around love and heartbreak. The ending in his version versus the original is totally different, yet both are unique. I thoroughly loved and enjoyed the passion and intensity Tyler brought into his track. Samples are beautifully sprinkled through his work in a tasteful and unique way. Tyler loves to incorporate what he calls moments in his arrangements, where he makes a stylistic choice of putting certain elements and sections of a song to create impactful and memorable parts in his music. One thing I recall watching was a Nardwuar interview where he asked Tyler, "Where do you get your samples from? A folder?" And Tyler responds with, "I just lurk music a lot. Like, I wake up in the morning and spend 2 hours listening to music that I have never heard before, so," end quote. I think Tyler's openness to dive into hidden and untouched music helps expose him to sounds that otherwise wouldn't be heard of without his drive to create something new, while being inspired by what has already been developed. And in turn, his music career is proof of the success and fun opportunities sampling has brought to the world of music.
Absolutely. Tyler the Creator is a perfect example of how artists today are getting more and more creative and experimental with music sampling. The songs within the album were so versatile, and you could tell that he genuinely was having fun with the samples he used. I was also going to mention another two artists that did an ecstatic job with sampling is Nicki Minaj and Ice Spice in their 2023 hit song Barbie World. I think that we can all say that we're all familiar with the icon, the legend, Barbie. So when I heard that Nicki and Ice Spice were going to sample the famous 1997 single Barbie Girl by the Danish Euro pop band Aqua, I knew that the girls were going to deliver. They did such a great job at remastering Aqua's hit song by speeding up some of the chorus lyrics and beats and making it into a rap-styled masterpiece of a song. And also to know that this song was featured in Greta Gerwig's multiple award-winning 2023 film Barbie is so iconic considering that this was the first live-action Barbie movie.
A win is a win in the girls' book. And definitely, yeah. Barbie was such a beautiful world to bring to light. So I think doing a little rap spin had everybody head over heels.
No, literally. Like, it's so upbeat. Like, my legs was jumping up and down in the theater. I was like, oh my gosh, this is so cute. Like, it was so fitting for the movie, too. It was great. So how much is too much when it comes to sampling? For example, Rod Wave released a song called 2018 included in his 2023 Call Your Friends album. And in this song, the first 1 minute and 30 seconds of his 3 minute and 30 second long song, he sampled Sadie Jean's song called What You Doing Now, which was released in 2021. Is a whole minute and 30 seconds of a sample too much? Like, let's talk about it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of a bit of a stretch. That's a lot to just throw in there. So
yes, I was like, ooh. I mean, I thought it was just going to be Sadie Jean's song in the beginning. I was like, oh, I'm listening to Sadie Jean. And then Rod Wave started singing, and I was like, oh, okay. Like, this is your song.
He has to jump on it and make sure, like, no, this is mine.
Yeah. So the song What You Doing Now is a single by Sadie Jean and is a great song about a young woman going through a breakup and missing her last lover after a breakup. Rod Wave sampled the first minute and a half of her song before he began rapping with the same story and narrative, except the script was flipped and he was rapping and singing about a lover that he missed. He also decided to use the technique of speeding up the sample to give the sample a faster pace. Sadie Jean scored her first ever appearance on Billboard Hot 100 after being featured in Rod Wave's song 2018. Sadie actually posted multiple TikToks on her page on how excited and thankful she was to be featured in Rod Wave's new album and shared her experience even being brought on tour and put on stage alongside Rod Wave during his shows for his nostalgia tour. So it's great to know that Sadie loved the idea and the experience of her song being sampled, because in the end, she earned a lot of unexpected recognitions and support.
That's really cool, actually. It brings out the potential like music sampling has to bring attention to new or growing artists to be seen in the spotlight and, you know, make a bag.
Period. No, literally. I personally think that the song that he chose to sample by Sadie was an amazing choice. If you haven't heard Sadie's music, you need to as soon as possible, because she has an amazing voice. But I will say that I think the whole minute and 30 seconds of someone else's song is a little bit of a stretch, although the sample goes so well with the song and the theme of the album as a whole. I think that he could have cut it a little shorter and left more room for his own voice and lyrical ideas. I would say like 35 seconds at most, but correct me if I'm wrong. That's just my opinion. At the end of the day, sampling is all about being inventive, experimental, and seeing how you can remaster and twist samples into your own style. But do we agree, y'all? How much is too much?
I for sure see what you're suggesting there. Like, your song should contain most of your own expression. And I know each person has their own opinions. Nothing is ever right or wrong, blah, blah, blah. But right. Trust me when I say, your opinion in this case is just plain old true, and I believe that.
Period. That's what I'm saying. Yes, but although the concept of sampling in music has been around for many decades, it has evolved and changed over the years, allowing listeners to indulge in remixed and reconstructed music. Sampling is a common practice among artists and producers, especially in genres like hip-hop, electronic music, and pop. Today, I'm glad that we got to tap in with y'all and unravel some of our favorite hits from MC Hammer, Tyler, the Creator, Nicki Minaj, Ice Spice, Daft Punk, and Rod Wave, the artists who've all taken their musical talent to the next level and used the music technique of sampling. Although the question still remains, how much is too much when it comes to music sampling for these artists? Thank you guys for tuning in on our second episode here on Music Melodies Unraveled with your hostess here, Christiana
and Beatrice.
We can't wait to dive further into music sampling and continue to examine the complex web of what music production in the modern industry looks like.
Because here on Music Melodies Unraveled, the girlies will present our faves to bring into the spotlight.